Material attachment entraps and entangles the soul. But since we're part and parcel of Krishna, Mavayavamsho Jivaloke Jiva Bhutta Sanatana Manashastrani Indrani Prakriti Stani Karshiti, living entities in this material world are my eternal parts and parcels. We are eternally connected with Krishna. So it's natural for a soul to be attached to something or to someone. The natural position is to be attached to Krishna. And everyone that's attached to Krishna, and everyone and everything that's attached to Krishna, is engaged in his service and pleasing him and acting cooperatively and harmoniously and peacefully for his pleasure. This is Vrindavan. This is the spiritual world. And we should be careful with what we get attached to. Material attachments are the source of bondage. But if we become attached to devotees of the Lord, then the door to liberation is wide open. Prabhupada describes that attachment for one thing is a cause of bondage, conditioned life. Then attachment to something else opens the doors to liberation. We cannot stop attachment. We must transfer it. Attachment for material things is called material consciousness. And attachment for Krishna, or his devotee, or his holy dham, or name, etc., is called Krishna consciousness. Consciousness is the platform of attachment. When we purify the consciousness from material to Krishna consciousness, then we attain liberation. So that's what chanting Hare Krishna is all about. It's all about liberating. It's all about transferring our attachment. So Prabhupada explains how to do that. How to transcend the material world, how to leave this material world while still remaining in it. That's by bhakti. Prabhupada explains in the Bhagavatam, fourth canto, chapter 30, text 19. He says that bhakti actually enables one to transcend the material world. By always engaging in Krishna's service, the devotees think of Krishna, they act for Krishna, they eat for Krishna, they sleep for Krishna, and work for Krishna. Thus everything is engaged in the service of Krishna. A total life in Krishna consciousness saves one from material contamination. Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati used to say, Krishna bhajane jaha haya anukul vishayi baliya tyage taha haya bhul. If one is so expert that he can engage everything or dovetail everything in the service of Krishna, and there's no need to give up the world because you engage the whole world in Krishna's service. Everything is actually connected to Krishna, and everyone is connected to Krishna. We have to understand this and see how to connect and engage everything and everyone in the service of Krishna. This is the secret of success. This is the purpose of human life. If one has material opulence due to the mercy of the Lord, he should not consider that he will be bound by that opulence, but he can use that opulence for the pleasure of Krishna. If a mature devotee is blessed with material opulence, he does not become affected adversely, for he knows how to employ material opulence in the service of the Lord.